This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Do this. This is why it's so important for people to weigh in, because I would have just been going off of the content in which I was going to cover. And then when I seen my friend Steve over on live chat, by the way, thank you to Before It's News, we got one channel that is actually broadcasting this. I was called and asked by Michael Roach if I would broadcast on his show. I said, well, I got a bad Wi-Fi signal, so I don't know if that's going to work. So we've been messing with this for the last 3 months, and we see an audience slowly building here. It's one channel, friends, and we appreciate them. But we have a live chat friend over there watching right now, and he had brought up what was going on today. And sure enough, I have friends over at Gun Owners of America. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something right now. As far as the NRA goes, you better understand they've been selling you down the river for a long, long time, and they're doing it again, okay? But when I went over to the Gun Owners of America, right away, I seen exactly what he was talking about, and this is brand new news. They're trying to, oh, for those that didn't know, William Barr, a point that I was bringing up last hour, William Barr did his due, he paid his due, concerning Ruby Ridge back in the late 80s, for those that did not know. He was trying to justify what the government did to Randy Weaver and his innocent family. This is the guy who Donald Trump appointed as his new attorney general. He's an anti-gun confiscator, just so you know. And I told you this, America, before it came out. And now he's there. Look how they're rolling it out real quick, as fast as possible. And again, let me say this. This red flag garbage, all unconstitutional, all illegal. Now they're taking up a vote concerning gun confiscation. Go to Gun Owners of America and you'll see what I'm talking about. There is no vote. There is no vote because they don't have any business going there. Why is it so important for them to disarm you, America? Why? Because that's the best way to enslave the people, said George Mason, the father of our Bill of Rights. Duh! Make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And folks, just think about this. The people that want to rule your lives, they can't even rule their own. And the very people that are supposed to magnify the law against the crime, that is the purpose of government, to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4, they're the very ones transgressing it. What defines treason? Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Judas kissing Jesus. Right before he betrayed them. What defines treason, America? That's it. What defines communism? That's it. When you use the law against the law, that's a communist. That's totalitarianism. Who's opened the borders to illegals to come into America? More than your representatives. Nobody has. Who just released 196,000 illegals back into America a month and a week ago? Donald Trump did. Boy, oh boy, America, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I got a question for you. To all those listening to me right now, how come you're not mad about what's going on? And if you are, we're on the same side. How come you're not mad about what's going on? And if you're mad, how come you're not doing anything about righting the wrongs concerning the issues in which we face today? Are you just going to go ahead and pass this off to your kids and make it their problem? Because you're going to be cursed that way. That's not a good way to go down into the dirt. It's not a good way to face your judge on Judgment Day. Do I bring it up, Lord? How many times I've heard people say, I can't wait until I'm out of here. Really what they're saying is, I can't wait until I'm out of here and I don't have to face the responsibility of what I'm a part of concerning the problems and what we face today. You know what they're really saying? And what they don't realize in what they're saying, they're telling on themselves for their inaction. They're workers of lawlessness. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. Lawlessness, right? What's the fulfilling of the law, friends? Love. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Would you want someone to leave you with what you want to leave your kids? Absolutely not. Here, let me put it into scriptural sense for you. I can't wait until I'm out of here. I want you to understand that you're jumping from the you're jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Forgive me. You're jumping from the frying pan into the fire because you're going to face your judge that you refuse to obey. You're going to face your judge that you refuse to obey. Someone was just talking a couple minutes ago about how somebody owns Israel. And I, of course, had to go right to Psalm 24 because I'm not going to add strength to tyranny and I'm not going to give power to the arm of the flesh and say, look what man has done. No, look what man has tolerated. That's what it comes down to. My father said the earth and the fullness thereof is his. The heavens is his. The earth is his footstool. Heaven is where his throne's at. He's the governor of all nations. The government is upon the shoulders of his son. Okay? No. Man is only caught up into the evil in which he is created, and that's why God must judge it. And God is judging a nation who refuses to love him enough in keeping his commandments in dealing with the wicked. That's the history of the American church today. And instead of confronting it, what are they doing? Because if you look at government, it's a reflection, and it's the fruit of the church. Because it's the church that's called to be the moral compass of society. Because when that goes, everything else goes. The church isn't reproving darkness. I just went to a funeral this morning, friends. Modern garbage gospel. Telling the family of a man that were making jokes about how he'd wake up with hangovers, this, that, and the other thing, and how he's going to be in heaven and how he is happy. You know what he's doing? He is justifying every person in that room that has failed to repent for their sins to remain in them. And Jesus said, if you remain in your sins, you'll die in your sins. And this is what you get for listening to man, America. This is what you get. You look around. This is what you get in the church in America today. The greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, to the invasion of illegals into the United States of America, the greatest advocates to abortion, and you want to listen to him tell you about your family members going into heaven when it contradicts the Word of God? First of all, it's not his job to tell me that he's in heaven. That's the job of the Holy Ghost. And he's alive forevermore. The Holy Ghost isn't going to bear witness to the lie. He bears witness to the truth. And it's his job to bear witness to me as to whose child I am. And when we can say from our hearts, Abba, Father, we know who our Father is. He may be God to you, and he may be a judge to you. But I want to tell you something, friends. He's my daddy. He's my father. Because the Holy Ghost bears witness to that truth. Folks, don't ever give your mouth over to add strength to a bunch of corrupt men who are only being used in the hand of God to judge the nation. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. And the last thing I want to do is I don't want to be guilty standing before God saying, I fought against your judgments. No, it's my job to put the trumpet up to my mouth and blow it and warn man. Ezekiel 3. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, let's get to this, all right? A leading to war. I was thinking about this morning. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. My live chat friends, comments, welcome. Love them. I was thinking about this morning over the last 20 years of ministry. About the things that the Lord has inspired me to write. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All doctrine is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished unto every good work. Work, work, work. Oh, I didn't know I had to work. No, you do the works because you're saved, right? I do what I do because I'm saved. I'm not doing what I'm doing to get saved. And having real faith, you see footsteps with it. Remember Frederick Douglass, the man that was formerly a slave back in the 1800s, who soon became an abolitionist like that of Harriet Truman? He said, you know what, I prayed for 20 years for my freedom. Nothing happened. I prayed for my freedom for 20 years and nothing happened. Until I put my feet to my prayers was he liberated. James 2:14 through 26. Yep. I was thinking about it and I thought, you know what? There's nothing that I've written that I cannot see from 20 years ago to 10 years ago, from 5 years ago to 3 months ago to a month ago or to a week ago where I would say we were not quickened to write what we wrote. I'm not saying every word is perfect, but I am saying the content of my letter and the purpose and the end aim of every single letter I have is completely biblical in constitution. And you know what it always leads to? Resolve. Resolve. Matter of fact, what brings us the other direction? Remember Noah Webster? Hang on a second. Live radio. If you remember right, all miseries, Noah Webster, remember the guy that wrote the Webster's 1828? If you open that book up, that dictionary, You'll see a big picture of Noah Webster, and it says right under him, he taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, to sin, 1 John 3:4. Not one. He also said that all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their, listen carefully, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. What does that mean? Well, just go find your Bible right now for those that have it sitting on your coffee table and there's so much dust on it you could actually write the word damnation into it. It's when you despise that book is when you get in trouble. If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. If you're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You're going to be ruled by the sword. That's what's coming. How do you lead to war, friends? Well, what's been going on in this country for the last how many decades? Your politicians and corrupt media outlets have continuously fueled division between the people. And I want to tell you something, friends. When you go out there and you go about, you find out that it's not there the way that they blow it up to be. Over and over and over again. But when you let it go, keep in mind, for war, every casualty in war, the first casualty is always the truth, and that's why you have the war. And because of it, every country, listen to me carefully, every country has the government it deserves. That's right. I want to tell you what, every country has the government it deserves, but the children don't. Let me say it that way. And that's what bothers me about all of this. All of this. Every country has the government it deserves, but our kids don't deserve it. As a matter of fact, when you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it talks about posterity, and that's why the importance of justice and judgment were the first to be named. So they can have longevity, a future, and a hope, as Scripture tells us. The kids don't deserve it. But in this country, man, the kids that I'm talking about are the ones that made it out of the womb before they were killed by its government. Think about that, because it's true, right? This is insanity. This is insanity what the American people put up with. You know, it's interesting. We were just in an area in Minneapolis yesterday, and you know that the Muslims, when they infiltrate countries, they want to breed out populations of their opposition. That's why they have 12 to 13 to 14 to 15 kids. But you're told by your government, no, just kill it. But these foreigners are welcomed into this country. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 and 68. Okay. Also read Leviticus 26, verse 15. Those that hate you will rule over you. That explains why Muslims are seeking positions in government capacity illegally. And I'm going to tell you this too. And all you bad guys, listen to me. Because I know the bad guys watch me. I know the bad guys listen to me. I know the bad guys harass me. I know this is a fact. I live it every day of my life. Right? I got plenty of film, and so do my attorneys, of what I'm talking about. In a big way, let me tell you. I get the death threats. I get all that stuff. We are where we're at today, friends. Because of what we tolerate. And all of you bad guys that think that you're doing what you're doing because you can get away with it, because you have been given some sort of congressional immunity to act out above the law, CIA, FBI, other agencies. Do you not realize the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience? Do you not realize that everything you sow, you will reap on an individual basis? Do you realize, bad guys, that you're only being used? Do you realize, bad guys, if it wasn't you doing it for them, they couldn't be doing it? Hey, bad guys, have you thought that far before? Or is it just about the money? Is it just about temporal things? Well, I want to tell you what. You go ahead and play your temporal games because you have an eternity to face. That's love, not hate. I don't care how you see that. I don't care if you say, I don't believe in God. It doesn't matter if you believe in God. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? I don't care what you say you believe. I know in whom I have believed. I know he is who he says he is. How do I know? Because he saved me from myself. That's why. And I'm talking about my sin. Matthew 1:21. He's got me on a path now where it's about you, even you bad guys. It's about you. It's not about me. It's about taking a look at what's going on and facing the fact that I'm going to face my judge. And he's either going to be my judge or he's going to be my daddy. That's your call if you're led by the Holy Ghost. Read Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38. And why? Read Acts 4:12. Because there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. I got to get going here, friends. Every country has the government it deserves. Every government. Every government has the government it deserves. Every country. You know, as I have long observed, the collusion between corrupt media and corrupt government in this country has continued to set the narrative far too long. It's a history lesson that needs to be learned in the present. I love this content. Learn from history, friends. Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, said, it's the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. He is absolutely incorrect in this country, friends. He goes on, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Yep. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. That's why corruption in media and in government look at me like I'm an enemy to the state. No, I'm an enemy to their lie. Righteousness reproves unrighteousness, friends. And what is the history of the state anyways, friends? Who's killed more people than the states throughout history than the state? Who's killed more? Nobody. This is another lesson we're going to learn here. And oh, I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole lot of people in this country learning it right now because the rest of you, I'm sorry, have your eyes closed and your ears closed because you don't want to hear the truth of the matter. Because then you might have to lift a finger and do something about it. That's the truth. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie that they perpetuate. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by the extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. We're going to keep preaching it, regardless if they like it or not. Amen.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some Bahamian communities isolated by floodwaters and debris after Hurricane Dorian, which the official death toll has now risen to 43. Several hundred people, many of them Haitian immigrants, waited at ABCO's Marsh Harbor in hopes of leaving the disaster zone on vessels arriving with aid. Bahamian security forces were organizing evacuations on landing craft
Other boats, including yachts and private craft, were also helping to evacuate people. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wow. Hey, I'm going to take a call. Live chat friends, go to the GCN link, please. I got Jeff calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just doing what I do, brother. That's it.
I know.
Yeah.
The thing I'm trying to tell you is, I want to bring a point of, is that I had on the veteran T-shirt that I got from you guys. If you know, one about your Freedom Master Veteran.
Yep.
And on the back had the, you know, about your redemption.
Yep.
As the Savior.
Yep.
So those young guys in Lowe's, Home Improvement, and a young guy there who I knew was a veteran. I don't know, he had done time. He had done 4 years in Iraq. He said, he looked at the shirt and he says, "I like to burn your shirt." I said, "Well, check the back out." I turned the back around, and I showed him the back. The guy behind me, in line, and then he's irritated because it was taking a little bit longer to get through. But he said, "Well, this is not the appropriate time to bring that up." I said, and I said, "Brother, every time that I open my eyes up is an appropriate time to bring that up."
Amen.
I mean, that blew me away. I have been a Christian since I gave my life to Jesus in August 14th of 1985.
Yep.
And I have worn Christian T-shirts. This is the first time anyone has ever made a reference to tell me that my shirt was inappropriate at that moment.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
How did you respond to it? Because it depends on if the person's being sincere or if he's being disingenuous as to how I respond. But I would have probably went down the same road you did, my friend. I would have said, You know, the Bible says that life is, you know, it appears for a short time and then we're gone. Life is a vapor.
Yeah.
The Bible says that we're to redeem our time. People don't, they prioritize things. And if there was a television on in that same line with a football game, he would have been all choked up about what was going up on that football game. Well, it would have showed you what he prioritizes and what matters to him. So I'm not offended. I mean, the Bible, you know, promises those that even desire to live godly, they're going to be persecuted. And if that's American persecution, you know, I just let that go down my back as water does down a duck's back.
Well, as well as, you know, I have my sidearm on as well, so we keep it distant.
The fear of God was in play, right?
Yeah, exactly. So but that was basically it. I mean, the point of it was, I looked at him and said, dude, as long as I'm upright and my eyes are open, there is no... You know,
amen.
Every opportunity that I have, and that's my commission. That's what God has commissioned me to do. You know, we're to go out to be disciples of all nations, and
amen.
We're to go and make disciples of all nations. So, you know, there is no inopportune moment.
That's right. And I am feeling you, Jeff. I am definitely feeling you. And what I'm saying, I'm getting a witness about what you're saying. Now, can you imagine 325.7 million people standing up and acting the same way? I mean, folks, we would restore this republic in a day if people were thankful for what has been bestowed upon them.
Oh, look at Hong Kong. You got a million people.
Yeah. Yep.
1 million people in the streets fighting.
Yep.
And changed. They changed it because they dropped the law.
Yep.
You know, they put up with the suppression, and they put up with the bestiality of their own government and their own police force, which they looked up to before, and now have a question about because the police force was following the government as usual.
Yep.
But they stopped. And got the law or the bill that they were waiting to pass, and they got it thrown out. So, and we're looking at the same thing in probably about 3 to 4 weeks with Congress coming in with their red flag laws, their universal background checks, which takes care of, you know, private sales of firearms and, you know, among other restrictions that they're going to try to put on the people of this country. And the funny thing is, and I have been real vocal to him, I'm about to be real vocal again to him, is our Senate representative in Washington, Lamar Alexander, is one of those. Now, Blackwell, she's against it. I'm not worried about her. Tim Burchett, he's a redneck. Love him in Congress. He's an old school country boy from Knoxville, so he's redneck. Lamar Alexander, on the other hand, he's a rhino. Has been, always will be. But he's going to have to be reminded that the council, our Blount County Council, voted and passed a referendum that Blount County is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Yeah.
Which means that any law, any rule, any legislation that the federal or the state pass, our sheriff, our judges, and our legislative body will absolutely ignore it. So he's going to have to get told that because he comes up for re-election in 2020.
Yeah, what's dangerous about that? Jeff, what's dangerous about that, though, if you're already seeing these people willing to, again, keep in mind they swore to uphold that Constitution, and if they're willing to tear down the laws that they promised to uphold, you need to remove them people ASAP. Because what else will they do if you give them a little rope? It reminds me of the merciful captain. He was attacked by an enemy ship. And the enemy ship couldn't take down the merciful captain, and the merciful captain looked over at the enemy ship and said, no, that's okay. He missed. And then the second time, the enemy shot at the merciful captain's ship again, and he missed the ship again. And because the ship owner was so merciful in his stupidity, might I add, well, he gave him a third shot at it. The third time, the enemy ship didn't miss, and he sunk his ship along with the merciful captain and all of his crew. That's exactly what the American people are allowing their corrupt politicians to do if they continue to do it. And the message is not to just remove them. The message the American people need to send is to indict them for their crimes against constitutional law. Because if we fail to do that, the next person in line is going to do the same thing and worse. The same thing and worse. It's just that simple. Jeff, for the sake of time, thank you very much for your phone call. I totally appreciate it. I got to get back to a leading to war. And friends, I'm going to nail it because I've got two segments left. Okay. I was just highlighting the fact that the collusion between corrupt government and media in this country has continued to set the narrative. You're talking about the narrative that they're setting, friends. The warfare within, the continued warfare that's designed to take down and dismantle this country is created by corrupt politicians and it's created by corrupt media. And they're allowed to do what they're doing by the corrupt population. Period. Because, again, we are the government. I shared with you before the last segment that Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, he said it's the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. Not true. It's illegal in this country. He said if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the truth. Listen, from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. Goebbels goes on, it thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, people like me. To repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy to their lies. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Who would say something like that? And yet you see this in play today. I mean, history teaches us, friends, that these dictators have continually advocated for unlawful change out of where they say and what happens, the fruit of what they're doing, out with the old and with the new. Proverbs 24:21. The Bible tells us we're not to be meddling with those that are given to change. Out with the old, in with the new. This is what dictators do by creating domestic warfare. And this is the brown shirts in the modern day, friends. Antifa, these other groups, Black Lives Matters, these other 200 groups that have been illegally created, subversive organizations funded by the likes of international criminal George Soros, who is yet to be prosecuted, friends. And now he's, folks, now he's appealing to Congress to disarm the American people. He's subversive. He's an international criminal. And yet the media puts the microphone right up to his mouth and they just lead him right into Congress and they want you to believe that everything he says, he has a right to say it. No, he does not. As if to suggest that he has a lawful standing. No, he does not. Nobody does. Remember the brown shirts under Adolf Hitler who were responsible for creating the domestic issues only to then have Hitler play the problem solver? And soon after to be praised by his followers for solving the very issues that he was, in fact, responsible for creating. History teaches us. Let me add this to this as well. Remember SS officer? They called him the Angel of Death. Joseph Mengele, or Mengele. Depending on which documentary you watch, that's how they pronounce his last name. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it, that believe that we are doing to it or doing to you. Hey, folks, you always know who's behind the conspiracy by who gains from the conspiracy. That's why many people are paying attention to these mass shootings that are taking place. And what do we find over and over and over again, folks? Interference. Help by agencies. Committing the crimes, and then all of a sudden once the criminal or the crime has been committed, then they have their lone wolf, right? Who gains from it? Why is government going for your guns in a massive way right now, friends? What are they using as an excuse? That's all you have to do. Is that every time? Nope, but they said never let a good crisis go to waste. It's exactly what we're seeing happening today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. One more segment. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment talking about leading to war. And I was just highlighting the fact that the angel of death, Joseph Mengele, said the more we do to you, the less that you believe that we are doing it to you. And to make clear and simple these next points, read Psalm 119:130. Remember that the disciple of the devil and the son of Belial, Saul Alinsky, conjured this up in his reprobate mind to deceive the enemies of righteousness by telling them this. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. I just highlighted some of that during the first hour today. $3.75 billion Nike has lost after they took on Colin Kaepernick. America despises him. The world despises him. And then Nike picks him up and uses him as the face of Nike? What you'll never hear about is the fact that it completely backfires. They do that because they want to cast it into your teeth, which is a part of judgment, by the way, to a disobedient people. They want you to believe that everybody loves Colin, everybody's behind Kaepernick, and the fact of the matter is the opposite is true. But this is how they get away with it. That's, by the way, going back to what we've been talking about here, friends, little by little, sporadically, is this gun control. It's completely unconstitutional. They're talking about taking a vote, friends, for gun confiscation. There is no vote. But they've convinced you that they can take a vote, and they've convinced you that a good portion of the American people are calling for more gun control measures. Baloney. Ask the people that own guns in America, the hundreds of millions of people, friends. It's all hogwash. It's perpetrated and predicated upon a lie in hopes that you'll believe it. And again, if you don't deal with corrupt politicians that are running contrary to their purpose, you're going to be disarmed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is no debate here outside of the debate and the narrative that they've created. There's no debate. They want to disarm the law abiders and give way to the lawbreakers, just like themselves. Now, let me bring this into scope. Power is not only what they have, or what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Just last week, while at the Minnesota State Fair, which again is the 14th year that we've had the opportunity of having our ministry booth there, Luke 19:10, read it. We have the opportunity of seeing much of this being played out right in front of our eyes. We noticed that the propagandist from Minneapolis Star and Tribune, which referred to as the Red Star here in Minnesota, you know, Communist Red Star, reported that there was a big Black Lives Matter protest going on. And little did they know that I was there that day, broadcasting into cities all across the country. Okay? That's why I am opposition to these criminals, right? They don't want you to know the truth. They reported that there was a big Black Lives protest, or Black Lives Matters protest. It's funny because I didn't see or hear a peep of disturbance from this group that day. And remember what William Randolph Hearst said. He said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. What they do is they get, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, a couple of kids with T-shirts on. They put them in a group, 15, 20 of them. They put it on the front page of the paper. And then what do? They create the war because they've already got the pictures. You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. That's how you do it. And how many times have they been busted doing that, friends? Lying to the people. And this is exactly what these media's useful idiots were doing that day. But listen carefully. Speaking of Black Lives Matters, they had a pretty good-sized booth at the state fair during this time, which was downsized again this year, about a quarter to what it was before. They had a big booth right in the center, friends, where about 270,000 people per day walked by their booth. When I walked by to go get some hot dogs and some Cokes with my kids, guess what? There was not one person at the booth. So they had to downsize it. And they downsized it again. Folks, I didn't see one person stop and support a Black Lives Matters whatsoever. Who helps promote the life and the victim status for Black Lives Matters more than the mainstream lying media does, friends? Nobody does. Just the other day when we were at the state fair, we went upstairs to the grandstand. Guess what? They have a little tiny booth in the corner now, Black Lives Matters does. You know how many people are around it? Soliciting support? Not a one! Oh, well, that's not what the media told me. Wait a second. I thought you didn't believe the media. I was there. I'm not a reporter coming in, a useful idiot coming in and setting the narrative as the way my boss told me to set the narrative. I'm telling you what I seen. Isn't it interesting that ear witnesses and eyewitnesses go for naught now when it comes to what the media reports? It's what they say that matters, not what the eyewitness has seen or heard. Gosh, I also noticed a booth in a hall, which literally thousands of people walked down, that was promoting the religion of peace, Islam, in Minnesota. Outside of the two people that were manning the small booth, that were standing by to share with the people the compassion, tolerance, and love of Islam, not one person was at their booth. Who promotes Islam as the religion of peace more than the mainstream media does, friends? Nobody does. You know, the Bible says the wicked flee when none pursue. You know, I was wondering with all the support that the CIA-controlled media was giving to the sodomites, the homosexual lobby, which is a felony in every state of our union, surely there has to be a booth in the Minnesota State Fair in support of them. Folks, there was no booth because the only ones giving life to the lies are them that promote the lies, the mainstream media. What they don't want you to see is that they had a booth there that nobody's actually supporting them. That's why they don't have a booth, because they don't want you to see the truth of the matter. You know, the mainstream media is attempting to deceive the masses with the lie that the people are in support of the homosexual lobby when they are not. Seen it with my own eyes, no booth. Yet what adds strength to all of these subversive organizations is the people's tolerance of their crimes. Here's another one for you. With all of the support for Planned Parenthood, or so the media would have you believe, I ask, where's their booth at the Minnesota State Fair? 270,000 people there every day. Man, surely with all the support Planned Parenthood has, they have to have a booth there. There wasn't a booth, friends. There isn't one because the people in this country are not in support of it, and yet over 3,000 to 4,000 innocent babies are killed in the womb every single day. Why? Not because the people aren't in support of it. The people aren't in support of it through their inactions because they tolerate the government to do what they're doing. The people aren't in support of it. The government is. And who supports the government more than the CIA mainstream media? Nobody. Who keeps broadcasting to the people the issue and the debate between Planned Parenthood and the American people? The media does. They want to keep the debate alive because they want you to have alive in your minds that people are still contending and supporting Planned Parenthood. Yet, with 2.1 million people going to the fair in 2018 alone, you would think they'd have a booth in support of Planned Parenthood. Guess what, friends? There isn't one. Hey, folks, this is a leading to war. How long are Americans going to allow the corrupt media and government to set the narratives? Because the narratives in which you're highlighting, friends, and talking about are the ones that the media would have you talking about. They just omit what they don't want you to talk about. The real issues. This is why politicians are constantly diverting your attention away from what they are really doing by fighting amongst themselves. That's the circus of politics. Get their eyes off of what really matters. Get them onto smoke and mirrors. Get them watching the clowns in the circus of politics as they divert the American people away from what the government is really doing. And they're doing it, friends. And I'm talking about corruption. Folks, you know what's interesting as well? I couldn't find an anti-Second Amendment booth at the Minnesota State Fair. I couldn't find a pro-illegal immigrant booth. I couldn't find anybody there advocating for illegals coming into the United States. I couldn't find a pro-communist booth like the ACLU and other organizations as such. I didn't see a CARE booth there. Neither, friends. It's interesting. They have all this support out of thin air, but who gives it life? The media does. I couldn't find the booths. You know, it's the irony of this whole thing is that right next to our booth this year was a media propaganda outlet called the Pioneer Press, which was attempting to hand out free papers. Yes, I said free papers. That the people, listen to me carefully, were refusing to take. They couldn't even give away free papers. What's going on in our country? The issues that we're dealing with today are the ones that we tolerate, friends. Planned Parenthood, support of Planned Parenthood, support of these other subversive organizations, friends, they're created and supported by corruption, period. 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 I'll tell you by first-hand experience how true this is, how many times I've been polarized and scrutinized and lied about by the mainstream media for simply telling the truth that exposes them for which they are responsible. Read Matthew 5:10 and Ephesians 5:13. I'll tell you who they do attack and make it in real time, friends. People that tell you the truth. The truth that exposes them for who they are. America, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Get back to the Lord and you'll see it and deal with it the same way that this ministry has over the last 20 years. Psalm 917, love you by what we do. See ya!
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.